USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Justice Department this month will release a redacted version of the findings of the investigation into the interference of the 2016 presidential election and any Trump campaign ties to the Kremlin. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California tells CNN's State of the Union that the public is entitled to see the full report.
There's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight, but that is not the same thing as proof of a criminal conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, and that I would defer to Bob Mueller's judgment, and I do. But I think what we're talking about here is the difference between conduct that rises to the level of criminality and conduct that is deeply unethical, unpatriotic, and corrupt that may not be criminal.
Officials have confirmed that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned. Kevin McAleenan, Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, will become the acting secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The battle to see President Trump's tax returns continues. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told Fox News Sunday, Congress will never see his tax returns.
Nor should they. Keep in mind that that's an issue that was already litigated during the election. Voters knew the president could have given his tax returns. They knew that he didn't, and they elected him anyway, which, of course, is what drives the Democrats crazy.
Senator Mitt Romney, who had been one of the president's harshest critics, is also saying the president's tax returns will not be examined by Congress.
I think the Democrats are just playing along his handbook, which is going after his tax returns through a legislative action is moronic. That's not going to happen. The courts are not going to say that you can compel a person running for office to release their tax returns.
Police in Southern Oregon have found a body believed to be an original member of the Mickey Mouse Club. 76-year-old Dennis Day went missing in July. The investigation continues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be receiving the 2019 Profile in Courage Award from the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Caroline Kennedy, who's the honorary president of the foundation, said on Sunday that the California Democrat will be recognized for putting the national interest above her party's interest to expand access to health care for all Americans and leading the effort to retake the majority in the House and elect the most diverse Congress in the nation's history. Kennedy added that Pelosi is, quote, the most important woman in American political history and is a true profile in courage. Kennedy will present the award to Pelosi at a ceremony on May 19th at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rangers have recovered the body of another visitor to die at the Grand Canyon in a short time span. It's the third death in 3 weeks at the National Park in Arizona. Rangers say the 67-year-old California man fell about 400 feet down on the south rim of the park on Wednesday. A helicopter rescue team recovered the body, and Park Service officials are investigating. On March 25th, a man from Hong Kong was apparently taking a selfie on an overlook when he slipped and fell to his death. Last year, 7 people died in accidents at the Grand Canyon. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.